Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We talked offense. Questions remain. Bottom of the running back depth chart, bottom of the tight end depth chart. You know what? Let me rephrase that. I don't think there are questions on the tight end depth chart. It's just going to be a straight up
three or four
puzzle piece. How do you make it work? How many can you keep?
Yeah, that's it.
Wide receiver, I think there's a question at wide receiver six. I think they got a couple weeks to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
O-line, man. Shout out to my guy Jamal, just said he thought Stromberg played really well in that Jets game. Like, here's what I know is Big Luke, Allegretti, Biadasz, Cosmi, Wiley, Coleman, and Dieter are on the roster.
I agree.
So after that, they're going to figure it out. Yeah. I think you got to at least look at Chris Paul because they got him starting at tackle.
Remember that? He's dense.
He's dense.
But the thing about it, and I mean dense means size, okay,
correct.
And he's heavy. People can't move him around. I think just looking at how Ron and Jack them put together a team may be totally different than what Dan does. See, Dan...
And a slight change in special teams, too, Dan, which usually impacts the bottom
change
of your
special
roster.
Team, Dan likes... If Dan likes safeties, he may have more safeties. Dan likes linebackers. If he thinks the linebacker crew a bit, he may have more linebackers.
So let's go
which
through
Which may
it.
Throw somebody else off.
D-line. Armstrong...
So you're talking about D-ends.
I'm putting the whole D-line
okay.
Together.
Okay.
Armstrong,
Allen, Payne.
Payne. Which I just, every once in a while my dyslexia kicks in. I just spelled Payne like Kanye, P-A-N-Y-E. The other starting end to me is Farrell.
Yep, Farrell's the other.
They just drafted Newton in the second round. He's on there.
Newton's on there for sure.
Fowler. Who appeared to be getting some work off to the side yesterday, which I found kind of interesting, but we don't know exactly what was happening. So we're now Ridgeway's on there, I would say. You good with me writing Ridgeway in pen?
I'll take Ridgeway.
I know that's Jeff's guy.
How about Poto Ae?
Big Potato? He's been good. He's been getting playing time. Dan Quinn's called him out.
I'm not going to lie. Looking at that 79 on a defensive lineman just looks odd as hell to me.
I think KJ Henry. I mean,
I think Henry has played well.
He had the really good play the other day.
Yeah.
I mean,
now McGee. All right, that's linebacker.
That's a linebacker.
KJ plays outside linebacker.
What's that? KJ's a pass rusher.
Pass rusher.
Yeah. What about Fedarian Mathis?
I don't know about Mathis. I mean, that's the person that I think that's why I think Newton was drafted.
I do too. I mean, in two seasons we've seen very little. Johnny Newton, by all accounts, is supposed to be a monster. Had one foot injury we knew about. Got here, had another foot injury. Now it's a soft tissue injury that's not related to the foot injury.
Normally they are related. They just don't say so. But when you have two foot injuries and you start favoring other stuff, sure, you normally have
right, soft like tissue. The hip bone's connected to the leg bone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
How many think you have total?
10, between tackles and ends. Patoi is a really interesting one. I think Andre Jones is a guy that they drafted that flashed last year in camp. Javonte Jean-Baptiste is a dude they drafted this year.
I think those two guys also play special teams.
Sure. You better. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the ninth D lineman on a roster. Hell yeah, you're going to play special teams.
That seems negative. The fact that you are good at special teams may get you on the team and you can
100%
something else that helps out. So it's more of a positive, I'm saying.
I'm with you. Now, linebacker gets very interesting. Mm-hmm. Wagner and Luvu, bang.
Wagner and Luvu, there. McGee, but will he have to be started on something else?
So here's
the thing. Is this injury serious enough?
Here's the thing where this gets complicated. The McGee injury, and we were talking about J.J. McCarthy the other day, right? How he has the meniscus injury, and you're not sure how serious that is till you dig in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're gutting your basement, you don't know how bad the plumbing is till you rip the ceiling out. You know what I mean? McGee, I don't know, but if it is a meniscus, it would kind of make sense why we don't have a diagnosis yet, because if it's a ligament, you know. If it's a tendon, you know. But the meniscus is tricky, right? If they're going to put McGee to IR now, he's done for the year.
Yeah.
He's done. If they're going to try to sneak him through the roster and then put him on IR, then you have some flexibility. You can bring him back. You got all sorts of options. But I don't know that it totally depends on the injury. I think judging the linebackers is pretty freaking hard considering the situation with McGee. I would count Pittman, who they just signed from Detroit. And dude, you could pick, and we didn't list him with the D line, and maybe we should have.
But Pittman is a linebacker, which they like.
Right. I got Pittman written down.
How many linebackers you think? 5, 6?
Typically, as roster construction has kind of shifted away from linebackers, like, a lot of times you'll have...
You haven't said Jamin either.
I'm about to. I don't know where he gets listed, if it's with the D-line or with the linebackers.
I think this year would be D-line.
I think he's on there.
Yeah.
I think there's a misconception. I think fans are a lot harder on Jamin than necessarily this staff is. And I think what Jamin can do athletically excites you.
So who are you going to lean towards, the fans or the staff?
I got Jamin on.
Okay.
I got Jamin on. I, there was a discussion where you list him as a backer or as a D lineman. I don't think these guys care about that. I think they look at it
as I would describe people that I just think can play. He's a football player.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then you're probably, so much depends on what McGee, what the situation is, because he's probably so Wagner didn't play against the Jets. So Luvu had the green dot on his helmet. Mm-hmm. When Luvu went out, McGee did, and then McGee got injured.
Okay.
Like, you have the ability to go between Wagner and Luvu with the green dot.
But somebody else is going to have to learn the green dot if McGee's hurt.
You probably need another middle linebacker. Like, you probably need another potential true middle linebacker. You've got Keandre Jones, who is a Terp. I think he's a good counsel guy.
Yep, he is.
A guy I was impressed by was the dude Michael Walker.
Is it Michael or Mikhail? We need to find that out, because M-Y-K-A-L.
I got to be honest. Probably more important for you to find that out because you're calling Saturday's game.
No, I think it's important for you, too. You calling his name. You got to call the man's name right.
I could text Chuck real quick. Let me see if there's a pronunciation right here. I don't see a pronunciation. To me, M-Y-K-A-L is just a unique way to spell Michael. What do you see?
I can see Mikhail.
Landfill, M-Y-K-A-L. What are you saying?
I'd say Michael.
Jeffrey? M-Y-K-A-L.
Mikhail.
You're such an idiot. The McGee thing, so much hinges on that because if they got...
They didn't even much give it to me differently on here. Normally, they'll give you different things.
I will text PR right now, and when we return, we'll have the official pronunciation of Michael or Mikhail Walker.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.